Second Nephi, chapter 29. Second Nephi, chapter 29 is a dissertation on how man, not how man, but man's desire to limit the Word of God, and it is a type how God feels about him limiting his Word, and it's a type of showing how he gives the Word. In the third verse where it says a Bible, a Bible, we have a Bible, it could have just as well said a Book of Mormon, a Book of Mormon, we have a Book of Mormon, which means that today the members of the church have plenty of a Book of Mormon. They've got so much of the Word, and they get so much from their leaders and so forth that they don't care about the Book of Mormon. Yet in chapter 28, we saw that men choose the precepts of men over the Scripture, and now they look at the Book of Mormon and say, "Oh, this Book of Mormon doesn't apply to us. It's talking about someone else." But the very second that they say that it doesn't apply to them is the very time in which this scripture or this chapter has meaning to them, because they say, "No, we don't need the Book of Mormon. We've got all the Book of Mormon we need. We don't need any more." And so therefore the Word of God doesn't come anymore. And in this chapter, what it sets up is it says that the Lord's Word continually flows. And if you are His follower and you are doing what He says, then the Word just keeps coming and coming and coming. And the amount of Scripture continues to flow. And we're not just talking about church leaders or prophets. He said that He's taken His Word throughout the world, and that it's everywhere, and that it'll come forth. So again, if we go back to the beginning of this chapter again, it says that He'd like to talk about this work, and the thing. There's two things in this marvelous work, and what are you going to do? The first is the bringing forth of His Word. And the second thing is the gathering of the people. And He says He's going to do this. This is what goes on during the second time to recover my people, which means it's talking about the gathering and the bringing forth of the Word. But yet in this chapter, the marvelous work, or we'll call it the marvelous work and a wonder, is really the Word of the God coming forth. And this chapter, He explains that. He explains what He means by bringing His Word forward. And He didn't just mean about bringing the Book of Mormon forward. And that's why, again, we say in verse 3, a Bible, we've got a Bible. A person could say, a Book of Mormon, we've got a Book of Mormon. And that they therefore need no more Book of Mormon, they need no more Bible. The people that have the Bible today, they don't use it to a great degree. That's the biggest condemnation. They keep finding how to limit it down to one or two passages here and there in Romans and stuff, and that's really how they base their whole religion, and they don't use the whole Bible. And now that's the same with the Book of Mormon. They people today claim that a bunch of it doesn't apply to them. So, but if we look over to verse 9, it says, "For my work is not yet finished, neither shall it be until the end of man." Now again, this is a type. This chapter is a type of to show you that it's not just the Bible, but it's the Book of Mormon, that His words keep coming forth and coming forth all the time. And so after we receive the Book of Mormon, we'll either receive the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon, or we'll receive a record from one of the other tribes. But the Word will keep coming. In verse 11, He says, "For I commanded all men, both east and in the west, and in the north, and in the south, and in the island of the sea, that they should write the words which I speak unto them." So the words come forth all over. It's not just here. And verse 12 says that he'll speak unto the other tribes of the house of Israel, which I have led away, and they shall write it. And I also shall speak unto all the nations of the earth, and they shall write it. So there's plenty of records. They're not just these two records, and so that's what he's... So that's why, again, I say this is a type. He's going on to say that if you are not continuing to receive these records, then you are not doing the work of the Lord. And again, in verse 14, he says that his work is to fulfill his covenant, which was to gather home the house of Israel and to gather into one all of his words. So if we're not continuing to receive more and more words, and the gathering is not going on, we are not doing the work of the Lord. And in chapter 13, in verse 13, he goes through a great dissertation on this. Notice he keeps repeating these things verse after verse after verse, as if he was annoyed. He was annoyed that we can't see that his work is continuing to bring forth his word and to gather his people. And if that is not going on, then we are not doing the work of the Lord.